This is St. Louis Public Radio. Organizers of this year's St. Louis Women's March are making an effort to be more inclusive. Some women of color, trans women, and women of varying abilities felt left out of parts of the movement last year. The Me Too movement and concerns about voter rights have also refocused the goals of marches across the country. St. Louis Public Radio's Ashley Listenby reports on the different attitudes around the local march.
Everyone remembers the pink hats that adorned the heads of thousands of people across the country during the women's marches last year. They became a symbol of a movement. St. Louis Women's March organizer Nidita Amatula Matin has supported and helped organize the local march. But she's tired of hearing about the hats. She called for Mercar to talk about it.
So being a Black woman in today's society, there are some blessings in it, don't get me wrong. But what we're not concerned about is articles of clothing, like I said. We want to express a bigger message than that.
She says those concerns are education, pay inequality along gender and racial lines, mass incarceration, and voter rights. Nonprofit founder and director Erica Williams, who is Black, understands having different concerns. That's why she's sitting out the march to attend a grant writing seminar and a local school redistricting meeting instead. Williams says she's marched before. She protested the killing of Mike Brown. She marched for the Affordable Care Act. She marched for immigration reform. But the issues that affect women of color, she says, won't get solved with a bullhorn and a march.
The pay gap, the infant maternal mortality rate, those are huge, huge issues in the Black community as far as women are concerned. Our health, our stress, our pain levels, our pain management, taking care of everyone in our lives, from our husbands and boyfriends and children to our ailing parents. I mean, there's so much that needs to be addressed, and I think the burden of marching because you want to feel like you did something well by including Black women, it's just unacceptable to me.
Williams isn't the only person to voice concerns about the march or opt out. Others have raised questions in public posts on social media. But organizer Amy Hunter, who is also Black, is enthusiastic about the work planners have done to make the march more inclusive.
This is our opportunity to do this better. So I'm not surprised that last year was somewhat of a struggle because it was new. And I'm excited that this year it's a bit better than it was last year and being really thoughtful about how we can continue to work together after the march is over.
The theme of the march is truth tellers, and speakers are expected to talk about many of the issues some people felt were ignored last year.
I think the march is one step to build camaraderie, to get to see each other and see that we are together and can be unified. I think that's the opportunity that the march provides.
Here's Matin again.
We are change agents. We can definitely change the narrative of what's being played, and it only starts as close as our community.
As for the hats, you might see bright orange ones in the crowd of marchers in downtown St. Louis on Saturday instead of pink. I'm Ashley Listenby, St. Louis Public Radio.